ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 9 answers by citing the Lord's version. Part 8, purport to the four nutshell seed verses of Bhagavatam, episode 5. Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu cha vacheshu anu pravishtani apravishtani tatha teshu na teshu aham. Guru mukha Padma Vakya. The great elements of material creation, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether, all enter into the body of all manifested entities, such as the seas, mountains, aquatics, plants, reptiles, birds, beasts, human beings, demigods, and everyone materially manifest. And at the same time, such elements are differently situated. In the developed stage of consciousness, the human being can study both physiological and physical science, but the basic principles of such sciences are nothing but the material elements and nothing more. The body of a human being and the body of a mountain, as also the bodies of the demigods, including Lord Brahma, are all of the same ingredients, earth, water, etc. And at the same time, those very elements are beyond the body. The elements were created first, and therefore they entered into the bodily construction later. But in both circumstances, they entered the cosmos and also did not enter. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, by His different energies, namely the internal and external, is within everything in the manifest cosmos, and at the same time, the Supreme Lord is outside of everything, situated in the kingdom of God, known as Vaikuntha Loka, as described before. This is very nicely stated in the Brahma Samhita as follows. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabhir Ya Eva Nija Rupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. I, Lord Brahma, worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who, by expansion of his internal potency of transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss, enjoys in his own and expanded forms. Simultaneously, he enters into every atom of the creation. This expansion of his plenary full parts is also more definitely explained in the same Brahma Samhita as follows. Ekopi asau rachayitum jagad anda koting yach chaktir asti jagad anda chaya yad antaha andantarasta paramanu chayantarastang govindam adi purushang tamahang bhajami. I, Lord Brahma, worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who, by one of his plenary full portions, enters into the existence of every universe and every particle of the atoms, thus unlimitedly manifesting his infinite energy all over the material creation. The impersonalist can imagine or even perceive that the Supreme Brahman is thus all-pervading, and therefore they conclude that there is no possibility of his personal form. So herein lies the mystery of Krishna's transcendental knowledge. This mystery is transcendental love of Godhead, and one who is surcharged with such transcendental love of Godhead can without difficulty see the personality of Godhead in every atom and in every movable or immovable object. Now at the same time, one can see the personality of Godhead in his own abode, Goloka, enjoying eternal pastimes with his eternal associates, who are also expansions of his transcendental existence. This vision is the real mystery of spiritual knowledge, as was stated by the Lord in the beginning just prior to these four nutshell verses by the words, Sarahasyang Tad Angang Cha. And this mystery is the most confidential part of the knowledge of the Supreme. And so it is impossible for the mental speculators to discover it by dint of their intellectual gymnastics. This mystery can be revealed through the process recommended by Brahmaji in his Brahma Samhita as follows. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santak Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. I, Lord Brahma, worship the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, whom the pure devotees, with their eyes smeared with the ointment of love of Godhead, always observe within their hearts. This Govinda, the original personality of Godhead, is also known as Shyama Sundara, with all transcendental qualities. Therefore, although he is present in every atom, the Supreme Personality of Godhead may not be visible to the dry speculators. Still, the mystery is unfolded before the eyes of the pure devotees, because their eyes are anointed with love of Godhead. And this love of Godhead can be attained only by the practice of transcendental loving service of the Lord and nothing else. The vision of the devotees is not ordinary, for it is purified by the process of devotional service. In other words, as the universal elements are both within and without, similarly, the Lord's name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, etc., as they are described in the revealed scriptures, or as performed in the Vaikuntha lokas, far, far beyond the material cosmic manifestation, are factually being televised in the heart of the devotee. But the man with a poor fund of knowledge cannot understand, although by material science one can see things far away by means of television. Factually, the spiritually developed person is able to have the television of the kingdom of God always reflected within his or her heart. And that is the mystery of knowledge of the personality of Godhead. The Lord can award anyone and everyone mukti, or liberation, from the bondage of material existence. Yet, Krishna rarely awards the privilege of love of Godhead, as confirmed by Narada ji. Mukting dadhati karhichit smatna bhakti yogam. This transcendental devotional service of the Lord is so wonderful that the occupation keeps the deserving devotee always wrapped in psychological activities without deviation from the absolute touch. Thus, love of Godhead developed in the heart of the devotee is a great mystery. Brahmaji previously told Narada that his desires are never unfulfilled because Brahmaji is always absorbed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Nor has Brahmaji any desire in his heart save and except the transcendental service of the Lord. That is the beauty and mystery of the process of bhakti yoga. Just as the Lord's desire is infallible because he is achyuta, similarly the desires of the devotees in the transcendental service of the Lord are also achyuta, infallible. But this is very difficult, however, for the layman to understand without knowledge of the mystery of devotional service, just as it is very difficult to know the potency of touchstone. As touchstone is rarely found, a pure devotee of the Lord is also rarely to be seen, even amongst millions of liberated souls. Kotishu api mahamune. Out of all kinds of perfections which can be attained by the process of knowledge, the yoga perfection in devotional service is the highest of all and the most mysterious also, even more mysterious than the 8 kinds of mystic perfection which can be attained by the processes of yogic performances. In the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna therefore advised Arjuna about this very same bhakti yoga. Sarva guyatamang bhuya, shrinume paramang vachaha. Oh, my dear Arjuna, just hear from me again about the most confidential part of the instructions in this Bhagavad Gita. The same was confirmed by Brahmaji to Narada in the following words. Idam bhagavatam nama yanme bhagavatoditam sangraha ayam vibhutinam tvam etad vipuli kuru. Whatever I have spoken to you about Srimad Bhagavatam was explained to me by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so I am advising you to expand these topics nicely so that people may easily understand the mysterious bhakti yoga by transcendental loving service to the Lord. So it is to be noted herein that the mystery of bhakti yoga was disclosed to Brahmaji by the Lord himself. And Brahmaji explained the same mystery to Narada, and Narada explained it to Vyasadeva, and Vyasa explained it to Shukadeva, and the same knowledge is coming down in the unalloyed chain of the cyclic succession. So if one is fortunate enough to have received the knowledge in the transcendental disciplic succession, then surely he or she will have the chance to understand the mystery of the Lord and that of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very sound incarnation of the Lord Krishna. Recorded February 24, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya Hire Chavanshivate Premon Madhava Shada Shesha Dashaya Vrasta Pramatthau Siddha Dayantau Chapada Hare Gunavaram Bhavabi Mudau Muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yago Sri Jiva Gopalakau Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya शिरे चवं शिवथे प्रेमोन्मादव शादशेष दशया ग्रस्ताव प्रमताव सदा गायन्ताव चकदाहरे गुणवरं भवा विभूताव मुदा वन्दे Vasanatanao Raguyagao Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raguyagao Sri Jiva Gopalako Nithai Goranga Nithai Goranga Nithai Goranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Nithai Goranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Hai Goranga Goda Hari Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, namely Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Sometimes they were on the bank of the Radhakund Lake or the shores of the Yamuna, and sometimes they were at Vanshivata. And there they appeared, just like madmen, in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies. And so they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness.